Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin. The Braisa on Mem Vav Med Beis at the bottom, and continuing on to Daf Mem Zayin, brings the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, had a dash in the Pasuk, V'chiyogor Itcha Ger Ba'artzichem. We learn from the word Itcha that it has to be B'muchsik L'cha. Not every ger who comes and says that I'm a ger, do we accept them. However, there's a machlokes whether this drasha is referring to only in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz Laaretz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only in Eretz Yisrael does one have to bring a raya that he's a ger. In Chutz Laaretz, he does not have to bring a raya. That's what Ba'artzichem tells us, that only in Eretz Yisrael is there such a din. And the Chacham hold both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz, he has to bring a raya. Ba'artzichem tells us that one might think that in Eretz Yisrael, we may not accept gerim at all. We should suspect that maybe he's coming because of Tivusa, the Eretz Yisrael. Kamashmulan, the Pasuk tells us that even in Eretz Yisrael, one can accept gerim. Now, the Rishonim discuss exactly what type of person are we referring to. This person who comes along and says he's a ger, who is this referring to? So Taisa says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and the other Rishonim as well, the Ramban, the Ritva, they say that this is talking about a person who we knew beforehand that he was a goy. Now he comes along and tells us that he went through the process of Geirus, and the question is whether we should believe him or not. However, the Taisa says, and the Rishonim as well, if this is a person who we did not know before at all, a new person comes to town and tells us that he's a Geir, so he could have theoretically just told us that he's a Yid, and the din would have been that he would have been believed. And therefore, Taisa says, since he could have simply said that he's a Yid, now that he chose to say that he was originally a Goy, and now is a Geir, he has a Migu. If he had wanted to lie, he could have simply said that I was all along a Yid, therefore he's believed, and then in this case, he does not have to bring any Eidim. The Rishonim as well, the Ramban and the Ritva, they call it a Pesha Osar. He didn't have to get himself into trouble in the first place. He didn't have to tell us that he originally was a Goy. Ha Pesha Osar, Ha Pesha Iter. If we're believing him that he originally was a Goy, we also have to believe him that subsequently he was Megayer. And the Ramban compares this to the case of a woman who comes into town and says, Eishes ishani v'grushani. Originally, I had been married, but then I got divorced. There we say, Apesha osur, Apesha itir. She didn't have to say anything. She could have just said that I was never married, I was always single. Now that she admitted that she's an Eishes ish, and we believe her that she was once married, then we also have to believe her that now she's a grusha, and she's not married now. Now the Rishonim say, how do we know that if he would come to town and say that he was Jewish, there the din would be that he is believed, he would not have to bring Eidim to that. Tosis brings a raya for the Gemara Psochem Daf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara over there brings a story about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that there was a certain guy who went every year to Yerushalayim and ate from the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara relates how Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira had an idea how they would catch this guy, that when he comes to Yerushalayim they would be able to figure out that this person is not Jewish and they would not allow him to eat from the Karban Pesach. Al Kopanim Tosis brings a raya, we see that this person, when he came to Yerushalayim, he didn't have to prove that he's a Yid. They took his word for it when he said that I'm Jewish, and they allowed him to eat from the Karban Pesach. Taisus in Pesachim Daf Gimel Amud Beis discusses this as well. He also brings the raya from the sugya over there. However, Taisus by us first is madcha this raya. He says that maybe the reason why he was neman, he didn't have to bring a raya, is because there's a roiv. Roiv people who came to Yerushalayim were yidden. We didn't have to suspect that this person was not Jewish. And that Taisus says that still, if the reason over there why he did not have to prove that he's a Yid is because they relied on Reiv people that come to Yerushalayim were Yidin, so then we could always rely on Reiv, that if a person comes in front of us and says that he's a Yid, we could rely that Reiv people who claim they're Jewish are really Jewish. And the Chazanish, in Evan Ezra, Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, Sifkot on Zayin, he learns that this is what Taisus means, is actually the reason why a person that comes and says that I'm Jewish, that he's Neman, is because we could rely on Reiv. Taisus does not say so clearly that this lemaisa is the reason, but this is how the Chaznish understands Bedas Taisvis. The reason why a person who says, I'm Jewish, is believed, is because we rely on a Reiv. Now the Ritva in Ersige as well says the same thing, that if a person would come in front of us and say that I'm Jewish, he would be Neman, and therefore if he comes and says that I'm a Ger, he should have a Migu. And he learns like Taisus that the case over here is talking about a person that we knew that originally he was a Goy. Such a person does not have a Migu, therefore he has to bring a Raya. However, the Ritva says a little bit different. Why is it that if he would say that I'm Jewish, he would be believed? The Ritva says because it's a milso da'avidi legluye. It's something which can easily be investigated. If we want to find out if what he's saying is true, we could easily find out whether he's Jewish or not, and therefore we're not chayshish that a person would lie on something that he could easily be found as a liar. Now we could add that even though according to the Ritva, that in Milsa Davidi Legluya, you didn't have to bring a Raya, that's the reason why if he says I'm Jewish, he doesn't have to bring a Raya. The same would apply if he says that I was Misgayer. If he tells us that Bezdin was Megayer him, we could easily verify with the Bezdin whether what he's saying is true, if they were really Megayer him. And if so, why should he not be Neman there as well? And that the answer is that we have a drasha from a pasuk. The pasuk of Itcha tells us b'muchzik lecha. That tells us that we should not rely on this person's word, even though perhaps it's avidi legluyei. We shouldn't rely on that. Rather, he has to bring edim. However, like the Ritva explains, this pasuk we understand is referring to only in a case where we knew that originally he was not Jewish, because if we do not know anything about him, there he could have said I'm Jewish. There he has a pesha aser. So it's not mistaber that the pasuk is telling us that even in the case where he has a pesha aser, he has to bring edim. Rather, we understand that the pasuk is telling us where he does not have a pesha aser, where we knew that he was once a guy, there the Torah is saying not to rely on his word alone, rather he has to bring edim. This is the way the Magia on the bottom of the Ritva explains the Mahalach of the Ritva in the Sugya. Now the Karen Oyer over here, he asks this as a kasha, why do we need a pasuk to say that he's not Neman? What is the tzad that he should be Neman? And the Karen Oyer explains, using this same Yesod, that since this is a Milsa Davidi Legluyei, you would have thought you could rely on this person's word alone. That's why the pasuk says not to rely on him, and we need Dafka Edim. And we could just add, the Gemara says that from the words V'chi Yogar, we learn that if he comes together with Edim, then he's Neman. And the Gemara is bothered by what is the Chiddush in that Edim are always Neman. The Gemara says the Chiddush is, even if the Edim say, Shamanu Shenizgar, Bebezdin Shalplaini, even if they did not see on their own the Geirus, they overheard from other people that this person had a Geirus in Bezdin Shalplaini, there also the din is that he's Neman. Even though B'derech Klal, when we need Edus, this will not be good. This is Eid Mi Pi Eid. Usually Edus requires that the Edim saw themselves what happened. Here the Torah does accept such an Edus. And the Noida Behuda in Evan Ezer, Madura Kama, Simon Nun Hei, discusses Er Sugya, and he says the reason why the Torah here allowed Eid Mi Pi Eid is because this is a Milsa Davidi Ligluyei, this same Svara. This is something which could easily be verified. And therefore, if Edim say that we overheard that this person was Megayer in Bezin Shalplaini, we accept this Edus. However, the Noida Behuda adds that the Lashon of the Gemara is Bedafka. The Gemara that says, Shemanu Shenizgayer Bebezdin Shalplaini, the Edim tell us where exactly the Geirus took place, the Gemara means Dafka in that case. However, if Edim would just say, Shemanu Shenizgayer, we heard that this person had Geirus, but the Edim will not tell us where the Geirus happened, in that case it's not verifiable, there we will not accept the Edus, there it's not a Milsa Davidi Legluyei. So to summarize, the Ritva holds, the reason why a person comes and says he's a Yid, is Neman, is because it's something which is Avidi Ligluyei. And therefore if he says he's a Ger, also he's Neman with a Pesha Asar. For this same reason of Avidi Ligluyei, that's the reason why we need a Pasuk to tell us that if he comes, and we know that originally he was a Goy, that he's not Neman to say that he's a Ger, because without the Pasuk we would have said, that here also he should be Neman for the same reason, this is also a Milsa Avidi Ligluyei. If he tells us I was Niskayer in a certain Bezdin, we could find out about it. Therefore, we would have said that he's believed. That's why we have the pasuk of Itcha b'muchzik lecha, that we should not rely on him himself, even though it's Avidi Legluyei. We need Edim. However, we have another pasuk to tell us that the Edim that we rely on, it does not have to be an Edus Gemura. It could even be Eid Mipi Eid. We could rely on the Svar of Milsa Avidi Legluyei to accept an Edus, which generally is not a valid Edus. Now, the Noida Behuda that we mentioned, he's coming to discuss an important point negeh to the sugya, and that is Geirus considered a Dover Shebe'erva? If someone comes to be made, that someone went through the process of Geirus, is that considered an Edus on Dover Shebe'erva? And he says, we know the din is, this is Paskin and Yerdeo, Simen Kufn and Zayin, both in the Shach, Sifkot and Yudbeis, and the Taz, Sifkot and Vav. What is the din? If someone wants to force a Yid to be Mezana with a Goy, is there a din of Yaharik Ve'al Yavar? Is this included in the category of Gilui Arayis, where one is mechuyev to give up his life for? And they say, since the din is, as we know, kanoim poigim boy, if willingly he was being mezana with a goy, someone will be able to kill him, so it's an iser erva, which carries a chiyev misa, there the din is that if someone wants to force him to do so, there's a din yaharek ve'al yavar. And therefore the Noida Behuda says, once we see that the relationship between a goy and a yid is considered an iser erva, so if someone comes to say Eidos about a woman, that she's no longer a Goya, she's now a Yisraelis, that's considered an Eidos on a Dover Shebe'erva. And the Noida Behuda wants to say that the other way as well, to say Eidos on a man, that he's not a Goy, rather he's a Geri, he has a din of a Yisrael, that also would be considered an Eidos on a Dover Shebe'erva, even though here this is a bigger Chiddush, like the Noida Behuda points out. Because a goy with a Yisraelis, there most Rishonim hold, there's no din kanayim poigim boy, but still the Nadir wants to say this way as well, we'll consider it an edus on a davar shebe'erva. And since this is an edus on a davar shebe'erva, it has all the dinim of davar shebe'erva. An edus on a davar shebe'erva is different than other Yisurim. Other Yisurim we say the klal of eid echa nemen bi Yisurin, but an edus on a davar shebe'erva needs two kosher edim. And therefore the Nadir Buddha says that in Eretz Sugya as well, really we should have needed two kosher edim to be made on this person that he was megayer. Since this edus has ramifications for a davar shebe'erva, through their edus we will now allow this person to go and marry a Bas Yisrael, we should have needed a proper edus. And in the Sugya we see that even an edus of Shemanu Shenizgayer Rebezdin Shalplaini, an edus of Eid Ripiyat is also good. So the Nadir Buddha says it must be the pshat is, because since they said Bezdin Shalplaini, they told us specifically where this geiris took place, it's a milsa da'avidi l'gluye, therefore we could accept this edus. But Enoch Nehemi, the Nadir Buddha says, if Edom will come and just say that we overheard that this person was Megayer and they won't tell us where the geiris happened, then it's not a milsa da'avidi l'gluye, then we will not be able to accept their edus. However, this assumption of the Nadir Yehuda, that an edus on a person that he was Megayer is considered an edus on a davar shebe'erva, that's not so posh. Reb Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Yerideya Chelik Beis, Simen Kov Chav Zayin, Anaf Hei, he quotes this Nadir Yehuda. He says, L'chair, there's room to disagree with the Nadir Yehuda. Reb Moshe over there has a lengthy tshuva, we won't get into the whole thing. He's talking about whether Bezdin has to actually see the tvila of Geiris. Tosis we saw earlier, on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, has a tad to say that you don't really need a Bezdin there at the time of the tvila, only at the time of the Mila. And the one who asked the Shaila to Reb Moshe over there wants to say that maybe even if you don't need a Bezdin, but still you should need two Edim to see the Tefillah, because Tefillah's Geiris is a Davar Shebe'erva. When one's status changes from being a Goy into being a Yid, it has ramifications for Dinei Erva, therefore you should need two Edim there at the time of the Tefillah to see the actual Geiris. Reb Moshe has an Arichas over there, but Akoponim, he quotes this Nadir Yehuda, and he says that really one could say differently, that Geiris is not considered a Davar Shebe'erva. If one were to say Eidus that a person had Geiros, the main focus of the Eidus is to say that now this person is Mechuyiv in mitzvahs, we have to know how to deal with this person. There are mitzvahs ben Adam lechaveray, which require us to know that he's a Yid so that we could deal with him appropriately. These are all dinim which are not a davar shebe'erva. Therefore, even though eventually this may also be negeya dina yuchsin, if we want to be matter him to marry a Bas Yisrael, we'll have to rely on this Eidus, which tells us that he had a Geiros. Still, that will not give the Eidos the status of a Dover Shebe'erva. And Reb Moshe continues, he says, maybe Ein Chanami in a case where he already wants to get married to a Bas Yisrael, right now it's Negei immediately a Shaila of Dover Shebe'erva, and Edim have to come to be made that he did have a proper Geiros, then in that case we would consider the Eidos an Eidos of Dover Shebe'erva. But in general, where they're just coming to be made about the person, and it's not Negei immediately a question of Yuchsin, there we would not consider the Eidos a Dover Shebe'erva. Reb Moshe compares this to a well-known din. The din is that if an eid echad comes to be made, that something is chelev, that it's forbidden to eat, the eid echad has namanus with the klal of eid echad neman b'yisurin. And the Rambam paskins in Perek Tes Zayin, Hocha Sanhedrin, Halacha Vav, that even though eventually, if a person eats this chelev, and edim are there, and he had asra, will give the person malchus, even though the only way we know originally that what he ate was chelev was based on one eid. How could we give this person Malkus based on the Eidus of one Eid? And the Rambam holds that since the original Eidus was not to give him Malkus, it was just to tell us the status of the Chelev, which is a question of Isser Veheter, it's not a question of Malkus. So eventually down the line, if someone ends up eating this Chelev, we could give him Malkus, even though we're really basing it on the testimony of that one Eid. Still, this goes into the category of Eidachanem Bisurin. We do not consider this an Eidus on Malkus to require two Eidim. And so too, Reb Moshe says here as well, if Edim come to be made on a person that he was Megayer, we do not consider that an Edus on a Davar Shebe'erva, since the main focal point of their testimony is not Negei Davar Shebe'erva, even though eventually it will be Negei Davar Shebe'erva, that does not give their Edus a status of an Edus on a Davar Shebe'erva. And Reb Moshe adds that we see, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, a Ger that comes B'chutz La'aretz, there the din is that he's Neman, he does not have to bring any Edim. And Reb Moshe says, if this was considered a Davar Shebe'erva, then how could we possibly say that in Chutz La'aretz he's Neman on his own without any Eidus? Even if in Chutz La'aretz you do not have the same Chashashis that we have in Eretz Yisrael, that perhaps the greatness of Eretz Yisrael is what's attracting him, but still, what gives this person Nemanis to say Eidus on something which is a Davar Shebe'erva? And furthermore, Moshe says, that which the Nadir Yehuda explains, that an Eidus of Shemanu Shenisgayer, and aid me pi aid is good is because it's a milsa davidi ligluye. And Moshe argues on that as well. He says when you need an eidos, this wouldn't help. Akoponim, Moshe holds l'maisa that an eidos on geiris is not considered a davar shebe'ervo. If it would have been considered a davar shebe'ervo, you would have needed a proper eidos. And Rav Yehuda would not have said that in Chutz Laretz he's nemer without any eidim at all. Akoponim, this is an important machlokes between Rav Moshe and the Neidah Yehuda, whether eidos on a geiris is a davar shebe'ervo or not, and it makes a difference how to learn Ersugya. Just one more point on this machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, which is Negei Lamaisa. The Gemara says, Bedas Rabbi Yehuda, that Eidos of Shemanu Shehizgayir is a good Eidos, even though it's Eid Mipi Eid. The Gemara learns this out of a Pasuk. Vichyogor is Marba, that even such an Eidos works. And Rishonim, the Rosh in Simon Lamed Dalid, discusses that perhaps this is only true Bedas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who differentiated between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, he held that in Chutz Laretz you don't need any Eidos Bechlal. He's more makel than the Rabbanon, who hold that both in Chutz Laretz and in Eretz Yisrael you need Eidos. Maybe only in Rabbi Yehuda were Seimach on such an Eidos of Eid Mipi Eid. But according to the Chacham, who are Machmir, they hold Bein Be'oretz, Bein Bechutz Laretz, always we need Eidos. The Rabbanon are not makel to rely on such an Eidos of Eid Mipi Eid. The Maaseh the Achronim have an issue with this Rosh, the Yamshur Shleima in Simin Mem Zayin, the Chaznish in Evan Ezra Kuf Yud Zayin Tzivkot Antes. They ask on the Rosh, that Rabbi Yehuda learns his din from the extra words Vichy Yogur. From there he makes a drasha that even an Eidos of Shemanu Shenizgayir also works. Now the Gemara does not offer an alternative drasha in what the Rabbanon will learn from these words. And therefore the Pashtus is that in this point there's no Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will be maskim from the words Vichy Yogur. We learn that even an Eidos of Shemanu Shenizgayir also works. And why should we mechadash Machlokes in this point? But Al-Kuponim, L'maisa, this Rosh is Paskin Halacha L'maisa. The Torah brings the Rosh. And the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam and the Rif also learn like this, because when they Paskin like the Rabbanon, that both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, you need Eidos, you don't rely on the Ger himself, they don't make any mention that even an Eidos of Shemanu Shenizgayir also works. The Beis Yosef explains because they hold that this din is only true in Rabbi Yehuda, not in the Chachamim, just like the Rosh said. And that's Paskin Halacha L'maisa in Yerdeo, Simen Reish Samaches, Sif Yud. And in this case, where a person comes and we know that originally he was a goy, and he tells us that he was misgayer, we need two edim, edus gemura, and not an edus of shemanu shenizgayer. Now, b'hemshach ha-gemara, the gemara says a maiso about someone who came in front of Rabbi Yehuda and he told him, "Niskayarti beini lebein atzmi." Rabbi Yehuda asked him if it was in front of edim, he said no. Then Rabbi Yehuda asked him if he had sons, he said yes. And Rabbi Yehuda paskind, "Neman ata lifsol es atzmecha, v'yata neman lifsol es bonecha." Then the Gemara continues and asks, why don't we say the din of Yakir, that a father is neman about his son? And the Maskanas of Gemara, the Gemara says, the reason why he's not believed is because Ludvarecho, Oivet Kechovim Atov, Ein Eidos Oivet Kechovim. Therefore, the Maskanas, he's not believed about his son, but he is believed about himself. And Taisus explains, both on Dibar Maschel Neman Atov, which is in the beginning of the Gemara, and the Maskanas of Gemara, Taisus and Dibar Maschel, Ein Eidos Oivet Kechovim, that it works with the din of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha de Yisura. In other words, really, he has no nemonis. Nevertheless, as far as he himself is concerned, negea an isser for himself, for that he is nemon. And Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Nemon Atah, he says, that since the nemonis over here is only with the din of Shavi Anafshei Chaticha Di Yisura, if afterwards this person will be Ba'al Bas Koyin, he'll live with a Bas Koyin, and the din is that a guy who lives with a Bas Koyin passels her from Truma and from marrying a Kayin. Here in this case, Tosfos says she will not become Pasul since he does not have any Nemonis as far as other people's dinim are concerned. He won't have Nemonis to Pasul this Bas Kayin. Only as far as he himself is concerned, he has Nemonis not to create dinim on anybody else. Now Tosfos earlier in Daf Chofhei Amid Beis, Dibar Maschol Leima, he quotes Er Sugya and he says similarly that the Nemonis over here is only with the din of Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Di Yisura, only as far as what he himself is Negeya, and Taisa says, therefore, as far as asking him to marry a Bas Yisrael, that he's Neman. That's a din which is Negeya himself. He's believed to say that he's a guy, and a guy is also to a Bas Yisrael. For other dinim, Taisa says, for that he's not Neman. And Achrenim ask over here, a kasha which takes us to the heart of the Indian of Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Di Yisura. This kasha is asked by many Achrenim, the Chemda Shleim in the Sugya, the Karen Oira, Rav Shimon Shkop in the Sefer Shari Yosher, Sharvov Perek Dalid. They ask that which a goy is usher to marry a yid is an isser which is really on the Bas Yisrael. It's not an isser on the goy. Klal Yisrael were nitztava, they were commanded not to marry goyim, but the goy was not commanded not to marry a Bas Yisrael. And if so, the Achronim ask, how could Taisa say that his namanis of Shavi Anafshei Chaticha de Yisura will usher him for marrying a Bas Yisrael? That's not an isser which is negay him himself. he is not mitzvah in this Isser, that's an Isser which is negay only on the Bas Yisrael. And since his entire Nemanis is only as far as his dinim are concerned, not as far as anyone else is concerned, why should he be Osir to this Bas Yisrael? On him, even if he's a guy, he's not Osir. And as far as she's concerned, we don't believe him that he's a guy, he has no Nemanis. She could still assume that he's a Yid. And the Chemda Shleima adds, maybe you'll say, the reason why this person who says he's a guy is Osir now to marry a Bas Yisrael is because of the din of Lifne Iver Leisita in Michshol. Even though he, as a guy, has no Isser to live with the Bas Yisrael, but he has to make sure that he doesn't cause someone else to be over an Isser, and since he knows that he's a guy, as far as he himself is concerned, he has to act upon this Eidos that he's a guy, he cannot cause this Bas Yisrael to be over the Isser. So even though she herself doesn't have to listen to him, so as far as she's concerned, she's mutter, but he can't do something which will cause her to be over an Isser, and since he knows that he's a guy, he can't cause her to be over an Isser of living with a guy. However, they say this also is not a teretz, and they quote the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis that says clearly that a goy is not muzar on the iser of lifnei iver leisita in michshol. A goy is not commanded to make sure that he does not cause someone else to be over an iser, and therefore this cannot possibly be the reason why he would be usher here to the Bas Yisrael. Now, a number of achronim say a teretz. The Chemda Shleima quotes this teretz b'shem the Beis Meir, and we have this in the new Truvas Beis Meir, which was printed in Tovshin Lamed Vav. Over there in Tshuva Yurbeiz, he says this Mahalach, as well as the Yashrish, Yaakov, and Yevamos. They say that the klal over here that Tosfos is referring to is not the regular din of Shavya Anafshei Chaticha de Isura. Usually the din of Shavya Anafshei means that even in cases where really a person should not have Nemonis, nevertheless, as far as he himself is concerned, he does have Nemonis. Shavya Anafshei means he renders something usur upon himself. The classic example of Shavya Anafshei is a person comes into Bezdin and says, I was Mekadesh a certain Isha, he doesn't have any Edim, and therefore he's not Neman. Nevertheless, the din is that he now becomes Usher to marry the relatives of this person who he claimed he married. He made these relatives into a Chaticha de Isura, he Usher them upon himself. Or, for example, if a person says that a certain food is Ma'acholeis Asurais, in a case where really he should not be Neman, even if he's not Neman as far as other people are concerned, he does have Nemanus as far as he himself is concerned, and he makes this item usher to himself. However, they point out that here the Lashon of Tosfos, in Divar Maschol Neman Ato, Tosfos says, Dimeshavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura. He doesn't say Shavya Anafshei, not that he assers something upon himself, rather he makes himself into the Chaticha de Yisura. And they explain that this is a different klal, that a person who's a Bailim on an item, he has Nemanus to assur the item. For example, if a person says, Nisnasech Yeni, my wine became Yain Nesech, the din is that he has Nemanos, even though it was Becheskas Heter, we had assumed until now that this Yain was Mutter, and therefore really an Eid Echot should not be Nemon. If he's trying to change the status of this Yain, he really should have Nemanos. Nevertheless, if I'm the owner of this Yain, or even if I'm not the owner, but if it was Biyodi, it was in my possession, there also the din is that I have Nemanis to Aser it, and once I have Nemanis, it will become Aser to everyone, not just to myself. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Daud Amud Beis, discusses a case, Haya Oysa Imay Betairis, a case where one person gave over his dough to someone else to work on it, to make bread from it, and the one who was working said, while I had it by me, it became Tomei. Even though in this case an Eid Echad would not be Neman, we would not say the klal of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, but since it was Biyodai, there he does have Nemanis to Aser it, and the Isser is not only as far as he himself is concerned, but it's an Isser as far as everyone else as well. And they bring a right that this din of Biyodai is true even by a Goy. The Gemara later on in Yevamos Daf Kuf Chav Beis Omer Aleph brings a din in a Braisa, Oivik Echavim Shal Yamaychar Peres Bashuk, V'Omar Peres Halol Shal Arlahin, Loi Omar Klum. A guy that says, the peiros that I have are Arlo, he's not Nemon, to Aser the peiros. However, the Gemara says the reason is because we assume, Loi Neskaven Elo Lashpiach Mikchoi. The only reason he's saying this, that these peiros are from a young tree, is to make these peiros sound like they're better fruit. The Mashmois is that otherwise we would have believed this guy to Aser his peiros. From here the Beis Meir brings a raya that really a guy also would have this same Nemonis, that anything Biyodai, he's Nemon to Aser it. The only reason he's not Neman over there is for a different reason, because he has an ulterior motive. And this, the Beis Meir and the Yashrish Yaakov explain, is what the Gemara means over here as well. The Gemara that says that he's Neman to pasul himself, and like Tosfos says, it's because of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Isura, it means he has an Nemanis, just like a person has an Nemanis to Aser something that's in his possession, Kolshkein, they say, he has an Nemanis to Aser himself. And this nemanis is not only as far as he himself is concerned, this could create dinim in other people as well. And therefore he's neman to say that I'm a goy, and through that, the Bas Yisrael will become usher to marry him. So in other words, here it's not shavya anafshei chaticha di sura. He's not making something usher upon himself, rather shavya nafshei chaticha di sura. He's making himself into the dover ha-usher, and that creates an isra on other people as well. Now the Chemda Shleima, as we said, he quotes this teretz b'shem the Beis Meir. However, he asks a few kashas on it. Firstly, he says Tosis on Daf Chofei Amid Beis, which we mentioned before. He says similar to Er Tosfos, their Tosis does not use the lashon of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Disura. He uses the lashon which is always used, Shavya Anafshei Chaticha Disura. That would be mashma. This is the regular klal that we find all over. And furthermore, the Beis Meir asks if he does have nemanis to asher himself and other people. In a chanami, we understand Er Sugyo, the Gemara says that the nemanis is only on himself and not as far as his children are concerned. Since he does not have a real nemanis to tell us that he's a guy, as far as all dinim are concerned, it's only a nemanis specifically to Aser himself, so that will not Aser his children. However, they ask, Tosis is mevur, that if it will be bought al bas kayin, that will not passel the bas kayin for marrying a kayin. Now, if the din is that he does have a nemanis to Aser himself upon everyone else, and that's true as far as other people are concerned as well, that they cannot live with him because he has a din of a goy, so why, if he lives with a bas kayin, does he not aser her? Once we accept his words, and we say that all b'nai Yisrael are aser to him, then a direct result of that is that if he'll live with a bas kayin, shall become aser to a kayin and to chumo. Because this kasha, the Chemda Shleima rejects this pshat of the Beis Meir and the Yashrish Yaakov. However, Reb Shimon Shkop, in the Sefer Shari Yosher, Shar Vov, Perek Dalid, he says a mahalach similar to these achronim. He also brings this dik in the Lashon of Tosfos, Mishavya Nafshei Chaticha Disura. Tosfos is not saying the regular klal of Shavya Anafshei Chaticha Disura. Rather, it's a din that since he's a Bailam on himself, a Bailam has a right to ask himself on everyone else. And he explains why this kasha, from that which Tosfos says that a bas kohen will not be nifsal, why that's not shver. He says that even this ne'emanis that he has to asher everyone else upon himself is not a ne'emanis gemura. It's not that we accept it as a complete truth that a Bas Yisrael is also to live with him. Rather, it's only a hanhaga, meaning when determining if a Bas Yisrael is mutter to him or not, he's the one who sets the terms, and since according to what he says he's a goy, that will determine that she's also to him. However, in a case where she actually did live with him, now we have to determine another halacha, whether she's now usher to a kayin or not. There, he's not the one who sets the terms. This already is a shaila which is not in his domain, and for that he has no nemanis bechal, and therefore shall remain mutter to a kayin and mutter to eat truma. The Chemda Shleima himself offers a different teretz. He says, we know there's a machlokes rishonim, whether the din kanoim paigim boy, if a yid is being mizana beferhesya with a goy, someone can go and kill him. Does that apply also the other way around? If a goy is being mizana with a bas Yisrael, is there a din of kanoim paigim by there as well? And the Chemda Shleima says, according to the Rishonim, that there also there's a din kanoim paigim by. So when a goy is mizana with a bas Yisrael, one can go and kill them, both the bas Yisrael and the goy. Obviously, we do consider it that he's being over an iser, and therefore we could apply the regular klal of shavi anafshi chaticha di sura. He's neman as far as he himself is concerned to aser a bas Yisrael on him. So even though the Bas Yisrael doesn't have to believe him, but as far as he himself is concerned, he has to consider himself a goy and is also in the Bas Yisrael. Now we'll move on to Amud Beis. The Gemara describes the Seder of Geiros. The Gemara says, after he's mekabel mitzvahs, malin oisim miyad, then afterwards we wait till the milo is nisrape, till it heals, and then matbilin oisim miyad. Tosis over here, Dibra Maschal matbilin, points out that the mashmois is that we have to do the milo first, and then the tefillah. The Ramban makes a similar point, and he adds that if we would have done the tefillah first and then the milah, we would have been able to do the tefillah and the milah immediately after, and that would have completed the process of geirus. Now that we do the milah first, we have to wait until it heals before we do the tefillah. And the Rashba adds even further, the Gemara says, Kibol malan oisei miyad, mai taima shehuye mitzvah loy mashinon. We don't delay doing the mitzvah. And the Rashba says, if we're trying to do things as quick as possible, it would have made sense to switch the order. First do the tefillah, and then immediately afterwards you'll be able to do the milah. And the Rabban says, Shema mitzvah lomol va'achar kach litboil. Maybe there is some makar, and he doesn't say what the makar would be, that first the milah is supposed to be, and then afterwards the tefillah. Inami, the Ramban says another teretz, that since the milah is very difficult, we want to make sure that this person really is serious about his gerus, and therefore we tell him first to do the milah, and we'll see if he really goes through with it, or he backs out, and then only afterwards we allow him to do the tefillah to complete the gerus. And the Ramban continues, and he says that even though, like we said, because of one of these reasons, we're supposed to first do the milah and then the tefillah, if however, b'diyeved, the order was switched, then the gerus is kosher. In other words, if he did the tefillah and then the milah, we do not require him to do another tefillah after the milah, rather the first tefillah is kosher b'diyeved. And the Ramban goes on to bring a raya to this. He brings the Gemara later on, Adaf Ayin Ches, the same Gemara that Tosis over here quotes. We'll get back to Tosis in a moment. But the Gemara over there says, Muberes shenis gaira b'no ein tzarech tefillah. If a woman is misgayer while she's pregnant, when the baby is born, the baby does not need an additional tefillah. And the Ramban says, L'chayra, over there the tefillah is being done before the milah. If the din would be that one has to have first milah and then tefillah, and it would be ma'akev even b'diyeved, then after the child would have the milah, it would need an additional tefillah, and you would not be able to be yoytze with the first tefillah that the mother did. And the Ramban says, maybe you'll say that Gemara is only referring to a case where a daughter is born. He says the Gemara is not mashma like that. The Gemara says the lashon of bina ein tzarech tefillah. That's mashma even if a son is born, and in that case the son will have to have a milah after is born. Still, we will not require an additional tefillah from the baby. This is a raya that switching the order is not ma'akev b'diyeved. Now the Rashba brings the Ramban and he explains that the raya of the Ramban really is dependent on the machlokes over there in the Gemara daf ayin ches. The Gemara has a machlokes if uber yerech imoy or uber lav yerech imoy. The Gemara says that if you hold uber yerech imoy, the fetus in the mother's womb is like a yerech, it's like a limb of the mother, then it's pashut why the tefillah of the mother should work for the child as well. In other words, the Gemara is saying that the gerus that the mother does includes the baby, because the baby is a chelik of the mother. If, however, the Gemara says you hold uber lav yerech imoy, the fetus is a separate entity, still the Gemara says that tefillah of the mother would work for the child. Why? The Gemara says because the mother is not considered a chetzitza for the tefillah of the child. So when the mother is toivel, it's considered also that the fetus is being toiveled, and we're not concerned about the fact that there's a separation between the fetus and the water of the mikvah. And therefore the Rashba says that bishlma, if you hold uber yerech imoy, then the gerus of the mother works for the child as well. The child is not having its own gerus. And surely we understand that there's no problem by the fact that the child will only have a milah later on when it's born. Because the entire gerus of the child is completed already before the child is born. It was part of the mother, and the mother's gerus was complete. Therefore the child as well is a complete ger, and by the time the child is born, it already has a din of a Yisrael. However, if you hold uber lav yerech imoy, so there's a separate gerus going on the child, it's not part of the mother's gerus. And like the Gemara says, the tefillah works because we're not concerned about chatzitza. However, here the Ramban points out that if the child is a zohar, so it needs milah as well, and the milah will not happen until after the child is born, so it turns out that the tefillah took place before the milah. From here the Ramban proves that switching the order is not ma'akev b'diyeved. Now the Rashba, as we mentioned, he brings the words of the Ramban, however he argues on the Ramban, and he says from here is not a raya that switching the order is not ma'akev. He says we can learn the Gemara that it's lav dafka if a son is born. The Gemara is talking about a case where a daughter is born. Because if we assume that the Seder is Ma'akev, the Mila has to be done before the Tvila, the Gemara does not have to speak out that we're talking about a case where a daughter is born. It's Pashut, since if a son is born, he has to have his Mila before the Tvila. So the Shaila, whether the Tvila of the mother works for the Uber inside, is not Negea, since that Tvila is before the Mila. The Gemara doesn't have to speak out that we're talking about a Bas. And therefore the Rashba holds the Maisa, that the Seder is Ma'akev. He says if it would not be Ma'akev, we would say Shehuya Mitzvah Loi Mashinon, we should not delay the Mitzvah, and that would tell us to first do the Tefillah and then the Milah. Akarcha the din is Dafka, that the Milah has to be first, and that's Li'ikuva. And he adds a bit of an explanation. He says that the Tefillah is Koilal Iker HaGeros Velotzeis Mitumas Goyim Velikones Bekedushas Yisrael. The Tefillah accomplishes the Iker Geros that takes him away from the Tumas Goyim and puts on him a Kedusha of Yisrael. And therefore the tefillah should be done last. And he adds, we know the Mishnah in Psachim Daf Tzadik Beis says, HaPayrish Min HaArlo Ki Payrish Min HaKever. After Bris Milah, one gets a Tumah. And therefore, if he would be Toivel before the Milah, he would have to be Toivel again after the Milah. Since it's not Mistarva that the Torah required two Tevilahs, one before the Milah and then another Tevilah after the Milah, obviously the Torah intended that the correct Seder be first the Milah and then the Tevilah. Now, Tosis over here, he also addresses this Gemara on Daf Ayin Ches. Tosfos begins by saying that from Ergamor is Mashma, that the Mila has to come before the Tvila, and he asks from the Moran Daf Ayin Ches, where it seems to be that the Tvila is before the Mila. And he says, B'shem Neri, Shani Hosom Da'akati Lechazi Lemila. Over there is different, since at the time the Tvila took place, it was not yet possible to give him a Bris Mila, therefore the Tvila is done first. Now by looking at the words of Tosfos, it's not conclusive. One could really understand Tosfos two possible ways. Either Tosfos is saying that since at the time of the Tvila it was not possible to do Mila, therefore here in this case we are allowed to switch the order. Even though in general we do the Mila before the Tvila, in this case one would be allowed to do the Tvila before the Mila, since it was not possible to do the Mila at the time the Tvila was done. Or possibly Tosfos can mean to say differently, that since at the time of the Tvila it was impossible to do Mila, so the Geirus is actually completed with the Tvila alone. In other words, this Uber will be similar to an Isha, and his Geirus could be done just with a Tvila, even without a Mila, since at the time that he went through his Geirus, Mila was not a possibility. And the nafkamina between these two Mahalchim will be that according to the first Tzad, the Geirus is not actually over until the Mila is completed. All Tosfos means to be Mechadish is that in this case we could switch the order. But Lamaisa, the Geirus will not be completed until the Mila is done as well. According to the second Tzad, at the time the child is born, he already has a din of a ger, even before his Mila. He'll need a bris Mila as a regular Yisrael, but it won't be part of the Geirus process. His Geirus already was finished with the Tvila. Just like we explained according to the Mandamar Uber Yerech Imay, the child's Geirus is completed with the Tvila of the mother. According to this Tzad, how we're explaining Tosfos, the din will be true as well if you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imay. The Geirus of the child is already complete with the Tvila of the mother. Now the Ritva in the Sugyo, he also discusses this Shaila about the Seder, and he also says that the Seder is Ma'akev. If one were to do the Tvila before the Mila, he would have to redo the Tvila afterwards. He says it's like Toivel V'sheretz B'yodai. He says the Arelos is like a Tumo, therefore he has to first get rid of his Arlo, and then he can be Toivel. And the Ritva goes on to bring this Raya from the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches. There we seem to see that the Seder is not Ma'akev. There the Tvila is done before the Mila, and still it's kosher. And the Ritva says, from there is not a raya, since Avlad b'mei imoy is not shayach to do mila on the child, then the child is like a nekeva, and the tvila alone completes the geirus of the child. And he continues, he says, the mila that will be done when the child will be born will be like a regular mila to Yisrael, it will not be part of the geirus process. This is similar to Tosfos, and clearly like the second side that we explained Tosfos, that the geirus is completed with the tvila alone. So the Pasha says that we can assume that Tosfos means similar to the Ritva as well. And the Karen Ayer says clearly that that's the Pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos means that this Uber will have a din of a Nekeva, and the Tvila alone will complete the Geirus. So I'll upon him to summarize, we have three Tzadim, how to learn Agamara, together with the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches. The first Shita, the Shita of the Ramban, is that the Din Seder is only Lechatchila. First you need Mila, and then Tvila, but B'diavid, if you do it all the way around, it's Nama Akiv. And he proves this from the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches. According to the Ramban, in the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches, once the child is born, the child will need Mila as part of the Geirus process. The Tefillah that was done, B'mei Imay, that works B'dievet, even though it was Shilei Ala Seder. But the Geirus is not complete until the child has a Bris Mila. According to the Rashba, the Seder is Ma'akev, and the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches is only talking about a Bas, not by a Ben. And according to the Rashba, when this child is born, the child will first need a Mila, and then a Tefillah, only afterwards will the Geirus be complete. According to the Ritva, and that's how we're learning Tosfos as well, also the Seder is Ma'akev. However, the Gemara over there in Daf Ayin Ches, since at the time the Tefillah was done, there was no possibility of Mila, so we'll give a din to this child as in the Keva, and the Geirus will be completed with the Tefillah alone. And according to that side, when the child is born, the child is already a complete Yisrael. Afterwards, when Mila is done, the Mila is done as a Yisrael. And the Aruch Haner in Tshuvas Binyan Tzion Simin Chav Beis says there's a very significant nafkamina in this machloikis. What will happen when this child, who heirosei shalei b'kedusha ve'leidosei b'kedusha, when he was conceived, the mother was not Jewish, and the mother was misgayer during the pregnancy. When the child is born, what happens if the eighth day falls out on Shabbos? The din, as we know, is that Mila is Deicha Shabbos, that's only a Milas Yisrael. If, however, a ger wants to be megayer, and he has to have Mila as part of his gerus process, we do not give him a bris Mila on Shabbos. It's not Deicha Shabbos. And the Aruch Haner says that this will be totally in this machlekes. According to the Ritva, and that's how we're learning Tosfos as well, the Geirus process has been complete already when the mother was Toivel, and by the time the child is born, the child is a complete Yisrael, and the Mila is a Milas Yisrael. If so, it will be Deicha Shabbos. If, however, you hold like the Ramban, he quotes the Ramban, but Lacher, the same will be true according to the Rashba, then the Mila of this child is a Milas Geirus, and it will not be Deicha Shabbos. This is a nafkamina in the machlokes. However, lemaisa, there's a kasha that a number of achronim ask the Keren Oiro in Er Sugyo, Reb Chaim Oizer in Sefer Achiezer, Chelik Beis, Simen Chof Tes, and other achronim as well. They bring the arayas from Mefurish Gemaras that a child who's born from a mother who went through Geirus while she was pregnant has a din of a yid immediately upon birth. The Gemara later on, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, talks about twin brothers who hayrosei shelo b'kedusha veleidosan b'kedusha. The mother was miscarried while she was pregnant with them. And the Gemara says that they do have a din of brothers as far as the Isser of Eishes Ach. The Gemara of there is Mevur that they do not have din of brothers min ha'av. They are not considered brothers from the same father. However, they are considered brothers from the same mother, and therefore one will be Osir to the other one's wife. And the Shaila is, if upon birth they are not yet considered Yidin, they have to finish their Geirus, how can we consider them brothers? We know the Klal is, Ereshin Eskayar Kekotin Shanayla Domi. That Gemara is Muchach, that immediately upon birth, they already have a din of a Yid. And additionally, the Achronim ask from a Mishnah in Becheres Daf Mem Vav, the Mishnah says, Meuberes Shenizgeiro V'yolda Zohar Harehu Bechor V'chayiv B'pidyon HaBen. A pregnant woman who was Misgeir and then gave birth to a Bechor, the child does need Pidyon HaBen. And the Achronim prove from here that the child does not have a din of a Ger is Potter from Pidyon HaBen. And the Karen Ayer says, L'chayr will have to be Madchik, that these Gemaras are going only according to the Manda Omar, Uber Yerech Imoy. Like we said, if you hold Uber Yerech Imoy, then everyone is masking that the Geirus already has been completed with the Tzvila of the mother. The whole Shaila is if we hold Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, we'll have to be Madchik that Gemara and that Mishnah only fit with the Manda Omar, Uber Yerech Imoy. Since it is a Machlokes Tanoim, whether Uber Yerech Imoy or Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, it's not so sure to say that Mishnah is going according to the Tana who holds Uber Yerech Imoy. The Keren Oyer writes that he answered this kasha further in a sefer on Tmura. Unfortunately, we were not zeicha to have the Keren Oyer sefer on Tmura. As we say, a number of achronim asked this kasha, and a number of terutzim are offered. Achiezer wants to be mechadish that even though this child will need a milah to complete the geirus, but since the geirus has already been started with the tefillah, we don't consider him a complete goy. We consider him a partial yid. This is similar to the svara of the Rashba later on in Daf Ayin Aleph, which we mentioned in the previous shiur. The Rashba says, Ger Shemol Veloy Toval, even though the Gemara says that he still has a din of a Goy, the Rashba says it doesn't mean he has a din of a complete Goy, rather he was Nichnas, partially into Klal Yisrael, he already has a din of a partial Ger. Nachiezer says a similar Svara, if you do Tvila before Mila, we don't say that he's a complete Goy, even though he needs the Mila to finish off his Geirus, he still has certain dinim of a Yid, and those dinim would be enough that if twins are born, they're considered brothers, and also it will be enough to be Mechayivim and Pidyon HaBen. However, this Lachar would only answer according to the Shita of the Ramban. We explained that the Ramban holds that switching the order is not Ma'akiv B'diyavid, and therefore the Ramban says that after the child is born, you have to complete the Geirus with a Mila. However, you do not have to redo the Tfilah since the order is not Ma'akiv. According to that, perhaps there's room to be Mechadish that the child already is considered a partial Ger. However, if you hold like the Rashba, like we explained, that the Rashba holds to say there is Ma'akev, the Rashba would hold that after this child is born, the child has to have first a Mila and then a Tvila, so then surely nothing has started yet, the child is not even a partial Ger. Therefore, we'd have to give a different teretz to explain the Shita of the Rashba. We'll just mention briefly two more terutzim to this Kasha. The Stipler in Kehilas Yaakov on Yevamis, Simen Lamed Vav, discusses this Nidoin, and he wants to be Mechadish, that which we say that a child who hayrosa shalei b'kedusha v'leidosa b'kedusha needs geirus, either together with the mother or separately, that does not mean to say that without geirus the child will be a complete goy. Rather, since this child was partially developed after the mother already was a Jew, the child is not a complete goy, rather it's a partial yid. The Stipler also has its side to say that maybe the actual birth, since the child was born at the time the mother was Jewish, that also gives the child a din of a partial yid. Therefore, even though we always say that the child needs Geirus, that's only to become a complete Yid, for that it needs Geirus. But even without the Geirus, the child is not a complete Goy. And therefore, as far as the Kasha that we asked, how could this child be Mechuyiv and Pidyon HaBen, the Stipler says, since the child is a partial Yid at the time of birth, that's enough to be Mechayiv him in Pidyon HaBen. And as far as the twins as well, since at the time they're born, they already are partially a Yid, that would be enough to consider them brothers, Achim and Min Ha'im. The Stipler quotes that the Imrei Moshe also says a similar teretz. However, the Stipler says it's mechudish to say such a thing. One final teretz we'll say, b'shem Rav Naftali Trop, in Yevamis Simen Yud Aleph, we mentioned back on Daf Mem Hei, part of this chiddush of Rav Naftali, His yesoid is that there are actually two dinim in Geirus. Firstly, he says, through Geirus, one becomes part of the Ummah HaYisraelis. He's part of Klal Yisrael. And this is Negei Dinim of Kurva. This decides who's considered his relative and who's not. And he's Mechadish, as long as this child is born from a Jewish mother, that will automatically give him a din as part of the Ummah Yisraelis. And Dinei Kurva, who's considered a relative, is dependent on this din. Therefore, Rav Naftali says, he will be considered a brother to the twin that's born together with him, since they are both born to a Jewish mother. However, there's another aspect of Geirus, that is Kedushas Yisrael, that it's possible that a person is born to a Jewish mother, and yet still he does not have Kedushas Yisrael. According to these Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba, he has to complete his Geirus after the child is born, only then does he have Kedushas Yisrael. And if Tali says also, the Gabi the Din of Pidin Aben, that's also Tali in being born to a mother who's a Yisraelis. As long as they're born to a Jewish mother, there is a Din Pidin Aben, even though their Kedushas Yisrael does not come until later, until they complete their process of Geirus. Now, as far as the Seder HaGeirus, the Gemara mentions that when the Ger comes for the first time, by Din Oisai Miktas Mitzvahis Kalois, or Miktas Mitzvahis Chamurais, the Gemara says you tell him about Leket Shechir Upeyo, Umayser Oni, and like the Gemara explains why Dafka these things, and you tell him that if you eat Chaylev, you're Chayev Kareis, if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're Chayev Skilo. And the Gemara later on says that a second time, at the time of Tfilah, again, we tell him about Mitzvahis Kalois and Mitzvahis Chamurais. This is to have a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Now there's a very important discussion, which comes down to contemporary Paiskim who discuss this issue, and that is, what is the heter to be milamid Torah, to teach Torah, to a person who is not yet Jewish? The minog in Bati Dinim today is that before a person is misgayer, he has to go through a long process where he learns many halachos, many practical daily halachos, until he's tested on the halachos, Bezin will not be misgayer him. And the question is raised, what is the heter to teach him so much Torah before he has his Geirus? The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel says, it is osur to teach a goy Torah. This is besides for the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, which says that a goy who's oisik b'Torah is chayiv misa, but that's an isser on the goy, but additionally there's an isser on the yid to give over Torah to a goy. What is the heter to do this? Is the fact that this guy is a potential ger, he's learning for the purpose of Geirus, is that matter this isser to give over Torah to a goy? This is known to all those who are Isaac in Inyone Geirus as a machlokes between the Marsha and Rikveger. There's a Marsha in Meseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara over there talks about a story about a guy who had passed by a Beis Medrash and heard them reading the Psukim about the Big Day Kahuna, about the Chayshan and the Ephod. And the guy asked, Halalu Lami, who is the one who wears all these beautiful begodim? They answered him, the Kohen Gadol. And the guy said to himself, Eilech v'isgayer b'shvil sheyisimuni Kohen Gadol. I'll go be Miskayer, and hopefully one day I'll become the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara relates that first he went to Shammai, Shammai rejected him, and then he came to Hillel, and Hillel was Megayer him. Then the Gemara says Hillel told him, Klum ma'amidim melech ela l'mishi yadeya tachsisei malchus. Just as no one will be appointed as a king unless he knows about how a kingdom is run, so too how could you be a Kohen Gadol if you don't know anything about Divrei Torah, how to do Avodah? It says the guy went and he learned, and when he got up to the Pasuk Vazar HaKorov Yumos, he asked, who is this Pasuk referring to? Who is considered a Zar? And they answered him that even David Melech Yisrael, even someone who's a Melech, but if he's not from Shevet Levi and he's not a Kohen, he'll never be a Kohen Gadol. At that point, the guy realized that he has no future of being a Kohen Gadol. Now the Marsha on that Gemara asks, how could Hillel have been mekabel this ger? We know that we are not allowed to be megayer someone if his kavano is mishum shulchan melochim. This is a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chav Daled Amud Beis. If he wants to be megayer, he feels he'll reach royalty by being megayer. Then that's not a heter. We are not allowed to be megayer such a person. And he was doing it because of the cover that he would get as a kohen gadol. How is Hillel allowed to be megayer him? And the Marsha says, even though the Lashon of the Gemara seems to be mashma, that Hillel was Megayer him immediately, and then only afterwards began to learn with him, the Gemara's lav dafka, really Hillel was not Megayer him until he learned with him, and the guy realized that he's not going to be able to be a Kohen Gadol. And then the Marsha continues, and he says, according to what I'm saying, Ein lahak shois eich limdei Torah koidem shenizgayer. If one may ask, according to what I'm saying, how was Hillel allowed to teach him Torah before he was Megayer him? We know the din is that a guy who learns Torah is chayiv miso. And that Masha answers, Yeshloimar hocha kivan sheba legayer shari lil mai taira. Since this person is coming to be megayer, there's no isra for the guy to learn taira. The Masha says clearly that one who's coming to be megayer has a heter to learn taira even before he's actually megayer. And the Chayyim quote also a Meiri in Sanhedrin Daf Nuntes Omer Aleph. The Meiri says even more than that. That not only if he has already decided that he wants to be Megayer, is he allowed to learn Torah. Even if he's only considering Geirus. If the guy says, I'll go learn Torah, and if I find it's MS, I'll be Mizgayer, there also he has a heter to learn Torah. So that's the Shita of the Marsha and the Meiri as well. However, there's a Reb Kveger in Shuvis who argues on this Marsha. Reb Kveger is in the Madura Kama, Simin Mem Aleph. He says, the Marsha's Kasha, how was Hillel allowed to teach him Torah if his purpose was for Kovod? Reb Kveger says, Tosis already asks this Kasha, in Yevamos Daf Chavdaud Amud Beis. On that Sugya over there, about when is one allowed to be Megayer someone, when is he not? Tosis and Dira Maschel Loi be made David. Tosis asks this Kasha, how was Hillel allowed to be Megayer this person who was searching Kovod? And Tosis answers, Batua Choya Hillel, the Soifei Lasis L'Shem Shemayim. Hillel was sure that this person, when he eventually finds out that he's not going to be able to be a Kohen Gadol, he will not regret his Geirus, therefore Hillel was allowed to be Megayer him. And Reb Kveger says, why did Tosis not say simply like the Marsha that Hillel was not Megayer him until after he taught him Torah? Clearly Tosis does not want to learn like this. Tosis does not want to say that he taught him Torah before he was Megayer him, because Tosis holds that it's usur to teach Torah to a Goy, even if he's a potential Geir, even if his Kavanah is to learn Torah and eventually be Misgayer. And that's how Reb Kveger paskins Lamaiso that it's usur to teach Torah even to a potential Geir. Now, according to Reb Kveger, we'll have to explain Er Sugyo, which talks about Medin Oisei Mikteis Kalois and Mikteis Chamurois. This will not be considered Talmud Torah, since you're not telling him about the mitzvahs as Talmud Torah, rather to see if he's willing to be Mekabel the mitzvahs, and this is part of the Geirus Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Now, Lamaisa, contemporary Paiskim Paskin, that one may teach a Goy Torah, the halachas that are relevant to him, which he has to know immediately upon his Geirus. And the Paiskim explain, since you're not teaching it to him for the purpose of Talmud Torah, rather you're teaching it to him so that he knows what to do, and more than that, if he will be Megayer, without knowing all these halachas, he will surely be over many Isurim unintentionally. We cannot lechatchila go and be Megayer him if we know that immediately afterwards he'll be over Isurim. And therefore the Paiskim say that we should teach him halachas of Brachos, halachas of Shabbos, and Tairus HaMishpacha. These are halachas that he'll have to know immediately upon his Geirus, and without knowing them beforehand, he'll surely be Nichshal. The Paiskim quote a Sefer, Tshuvas Mach Nechayim, Yerdeya Simin Memhei, who's Matir, as well as the Tshuvas Minchas Elazar, Chelik Dalid, Simin Tzamach Gimel. The Minchas Elazar is Moisef Asvara. He says that perhaps if we're Megayer someone without teaching him the halachas before, and we know that he's going to be over a certain Isurim, one may be over the Isur of Lifnei Iver. By being Megayer him, you're causing a Yid to be over an Avera, unless he knows the halachas very well before the Geirus. And one could argue even further that if he does not know these simple daily halachas and will surely be over on them, then his Kabbalah's mitzvahs may be lacking. How could he say that he's Mekabal all mitzvahs if he knows immediately afterwards he's going to be over on certain Isurim? And some Rabbanim add that in previous years, going back a number of generations, halacha was much simpler. Hilchas Brachas, for example, they didn't have a myriad amount of foods like we have, so many different products. And it was theoretically possible that after his Geirus, before he eats something, he'll ask what bracha it is. Halachas brachas were not as complex. Nowadays, when there are so many different foods, it would be practically impossible for him to keep halachas brachas properly if he did not learn the halachas beforehand. And halachas Shabbos as well, the halachas have become so much more complex than back in the days when there was one public oven and you brought your one pot of food, your Shabbos food, to the public oven where it was placed in the oven on your behalf. Now, in the modern kitchen, there's no way someone can keep Hilchos Shabbos if he does not learn beforehand. Therefore, Rabbanim Paskin Lamaisa, that not only may a potential Ger learn Halacha, he must learn Halacha, and without that, we will not be Megayer him. And one final Ha'ara, the Gemara mentions about the Bris Mila that was done to the Ger, and the Gemara says, Nishtayru Bay Tzitzin Ha'ma'akfen Esamila, Chayzvin Umalin Oysoi Shniya. There are certain strands of flesh, like the Gemara says, if it's from the Basar HaChayfe, Reiv Goyva Shel HaTorah, then that's Ma'ak of the Me'ila and one goes back. The Gemara's Mashma, that Tzitzin She'ena Ma'ak from the Me'ila, if he realizes that there's some left after the Me'ila has already been done, he does not go back to cut those strands. And the Chayinim ask from here Akasha, we know there's a Machlaikis Rishayinim in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Omed Beis. The Braisha over there says, Hamol, one who's doing Me'ila, Kozmanshu Oisik b'Mila, if he's still in the middle of doing the Maisa Mila, Chayzer Bein Al Tzitzin HaMa'akvan HaSamila, Bein Al Tzitzin She'en HaMa'akvan HaSamila. If he's still involved in the Maisa Mila, then he goes and he cuts the extra strands, even if they're not Ma'akiv. If, however, Piresh, if he already had finished the Mila, then afterwards he realizes that there's still certain tzitzin, so if the Ma'akvin Asa Mila Chayzer, then he goes back and does them afterwards. If there's tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin Asa Mila, Einoi Chayzer, he does not go back afterwards to cut them. Now there's a Machoikis Rishayim over there, had to learn the Gemara. The Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Torah as well is that this Gemara is talking about one who is doing Mila on Shabbos. If he's still involved in the Maisa Mila, he could cut tzitzin, both those that are Ma'akfin and even those that are not Ma'akfin. If already he has finished, he was Pirish, then he could only go back to cut tzitzin she Ma'akfin as a Mila, not to cut tzitzin she ain't a Ma'akfin as a Mila, for that there's no heter to be Mechalel Shabbos. The Rambam, however, argues, the Rambam learns the Gemara of there is talking about even being Maisa Choyl, loved Afghan Shabbos. Even if it's Choyl, once the Maisa Mila is done, he does not go back to cut tzitzin she ain't a Ma'akfin as a Mila. And a number of Achreinim, the Chassam Sofer over there in Shabbos, the Beis Halevi and Chelik Beis, Simin Mem Zayin, and others, they ask Akasha on Shitas Rashi and the Tur from Arsugya. According to Rashi and the Tur, be Moisa Choyl, one does go back to cut even Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akfin as a Mila. And they ask that in Arsugya, we're talking about a Mila of a Ger, and we know that Mila's Ger is not Doicha Shabbos. So surely the Mila that we're referring to is a Mila that's happening be Moisa Choyl, and yet still the Braisa says that he only goes back to cut tzitzin she ma'akvin as a Mila and not tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin as a Mila. According to these Rishonim, if it's b'mois ha'choil, why should he not go back to cut even the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin as a Mila? This would seem to be a very strong kasha on these Rishonim. And a number of terutzim are offered, we'll mention briefly, the Beis Halevi suggests, even though according to Rashi in the Torah, b'mois ha'choil, we go back for tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin as a Mila, but here we're referring to a Geirus. Here we would not go back to cut tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin as a Mila. And the reason is that we see over here, after the Mila we have to wait, he cannot be toivel yet, like the Gemara explains, he can't be toivel because the water of the mikvah will cause further injury, and therefore we have to wait for the Mila to heal before he does the tefillah. Yet we also know, shehuye mitzvah loy mashinon, we do not delay unnecessarily the completion of the Geirus. Therefore, the Beis Halevi says that if already you finish the Mila and you realize afterwards there are further tzitzin, if they're not ma'akev, you do not cut them. The reason is because if you cut those tzitzin, that will delay further the healing of the Mila and that will push off the completion of the Geirus. In other words, the din shehuya mitzvah loy mashinan is doiche, the din lechatchila to cut tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es ha'mila. According to this, however, after the tefillah, after he finishes his Geirus, then lechari one should go back to cut the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es ha'mila. Another teretz is offered by the Dvar Avram in Chelik Beis, Simin Chaf Hei, Sifkat on Gimel. He says that which we cut tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin as a Mila during the week, that's only by a regular bris of a Yisrael, where the bris Mila is a mitzvah, and there's an inyan of hider mitzvah. Cutting the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin as a Mila is a hider in the mitzvah's Mila. However, he says by a ger, since at the time the Mila is done, he's still a goy, there's no inyan of hider mitzvah by a goy. So although the Mila is a chelik of the Geirus process, it's not considered a mitzvah, and therefore there's no inyan to go back and cut the tzitzim she'ein ma'akvin es ha'mila by a Mila of a Ger.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.